Bloomington artist Jeremy Sweet's new show at the Paper Crane Gallery is called Fade to Black. Sweet combines painting, print, and drawing to create multi-layered images, which reference traditional tattoo art, old foreign movie posters and comics, and his own family experiences. Sweet's past work was bursting with color, but in deference to the coming winter, he has created this new show entirely in shades of gray. WFIU's Mia Partlow sat down with him in the studio.
First, can you describe some of the pieces that you're going to have in the show?
Well, the whole group of work is based on black and gray tattoo and also black ink lithography, and it all has a grayscale to it. They're tattoo-based images where I pull the heavy symbolic nature of them, and I bring all the different elements together to create a story. And that's usually one portion of the image. The other portion is a hand-drawn or an appropriated layer from historical references, usually comics, vintage movie posters. So I take those and I kind of mash them up or combine them with my own images. And I do most of that work in the computer. So taking separate parts of Tattoo Flash, the symbolism of, for example, a wolf in sheep's clothing, a sailor's last breath and water. There's some religious stuff, Rock of Ages. I've done a sheet with Jesus portrayals because of the history of my family. I've also done one with like Tibetan tigers and a Mahakala mask from Tibetan culture.
You have so many reference images. I mean, do you start with the poster? Do you start with one piece of flash that you want to use? Or do you start with the story itself and then look for images?
Lately, I've been just drawing the flash sheets. I draw them with a pencil, number two pencil, and I just slowly build up the shading like they would a black and gray tattoo with a single needle. Those guys, they slowly build up the transitions from dark to light with that single needle and just a lot of patience. So I kind of start that way with my drawings, which are the source of a lot of the imagery. And then what I could do is scan those and manipulate them in the computer and start to visually see how the layers interact. Part of the show as well was about the darkness of the winter. I think that's also conceptually important because it kind of drove me keeping a very simple palette, staying in the grayscale. And, you know, I wanted to have a body of work that looked consistent, but I also wanted kind of an emotional consistency. And it's a reaction to me living in a cold place, which I grew up in a warm place in Southern California. And I'm used to it, but there's always this kind of cloud, so to speak, that comes over me for a bit as it gets darker, as it gets colder. And, you know, I see myself being stuck inside a little more. And so part of the intensity of some of the imagery and the aggressiveness or the darkness of it, it's just a reaction. It's a positive reaction for me to, like, get it out versus me yelling and screaming or kicking and punching. You know, I could draw it out and I can paint it out and have the characters expressing those kind of emotions.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the invite.
Jeremy Sweet's show opens this Friday, December 2nd, at the Paper Crane Gallery at 7 p.m. The show runs until January 1st. You can see images of Jeremy's art on our website, wfiu.org/arts.